A word about Crow. There were on Crow 1 billion souls, plus 24 who had the ways and tongues of men. Each century the number of these mentions dropped, and it was clear that if their number dropped again, the Crotians, who in little ways resembled men, would disappear. The billion population looked substantially alike, were plump and covered with a yellow fluff. In short, they were the stuff that teddy bears are made of, and that no one, even should they growl in huffs, afraid of. The Crotians were a simple, trusting lot, ate manna every morning, washed it down with dew, and had no need for shirt or smock or sock or shoe. They did like sunning on a smoothish rock, looking at the miracle of sunlight on the sand, and wondering about that bearded, tall, two-legged guy who, way back when, could it have been 3,000 years ago, arrived on Crow. The tall one, so it seems, had come with friends who were so taken with the charms of Crow's soft, fuzzy female population, they couldn't wait to plant their seed. While this went on, the bearded stranger, who appeared to lack that need, preferring for himself self-flagellation, performed some magic tricks and lectured long and well. Though what he talked about no one could tell, they simply couldn't understand his tongue, not even words like God and sun. And then one day the stranger died. At the time, some Crotians half suspected he'd been crucified and resurrected. But whatever had occurred, they all now did agree that since the stranger came to call, Crow hadn't been the same at all.